Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the show where we discuss our favorite things from the world of superheroes and popular culture. I'm your host, Troy, and today I am joined for the first time ever, I believe, as a solo co-hosting partner by Amy.
That's right. I thought about that on the drive over here. I was like, damn, how did it take us this long?
All these years, pal.
I know. Do you know what, though? We have done one where it was just us when we were talking about Game of Thrones many, many moons ago, but I'm pretty sure Cade the Creeper sat in the room with us.
Cade was in the room, yeah. It was super weird.
So it was just us talking and he was like this weird little
thing that just pipe up every now and then. And yeah, that was interesting.
It was.
But this is the first official... solo duo.
We're making rules here. We just do what we do.
We do. We decided that what better way to celebrate.
I like where this is going.
Yeah, the first official solo duo outing of Troy and Amy by talking about not one, not two, but potentially 10 Fast and Furious movies. We are talking about the entire Fast and Furious franchise today, in a way.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. So this episode is going to take about 2 weeks to do.
So bear with us. We're going to need a nap somewhere in the middle.
You'll have your journey to work. Yeah. You'll have your journey back set for the rest of the week. But what we're going to do, we're not going to sit here and we're not going to rehash every single movie and all that sort of stuff. That's not what we're doing. We've got a few categories that we're going to go through. We're going to do some fun things as we go. We're hoping, for the most part, that everyone has seen most of these movies.
Yes.
And the only reason I say that is because there will be spoilers throughout, and I am not doing that.
Nah, well, there's no censor.
The work is done.
Yeah. It's too late.
It's too late to change. The work is done. We've got spoilers all through this. Now, to be clear, The Fast and the Furious came out 20 years ago this year.
That's crazy.
Which is crazy. You would have been a child.
I was 10.
Like a legitimate child.
Yeah.
I was not.
No. I was 10 and in love with Paul Walker.
Weren't we all?
Yes.
I was older than that and in love with Paul Walker.
We are all in love with Paul Walker.
R.I.P. Paul Walker, by the way.
Yes.
I guess.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. If you weren't sure, Paul Walker has died, unfortunately.
Now, that was a very sad time.
That was a sad time. Mm. And it was a really up in the air time for the franchise as well, because really didn't know what they were going to do.
Because they were nearly through one of the films when he passed away.
Pretty much done. So it was Fast and Furious 7.
Yep.
And they'd pretty much done everything. And ultimately what happened is Paul Walker died. Unironically, I guess, in a racing accident.
Yes, actually, you're bringing all the memes back now.
Yeah, yeah. And so what they had to do is they basically had previous footage that they were able to use, and then they were able to use his brothers and stuff like that for some things. And there's talk that they're going to continue doing that.
Mm.
Now, we must say at this point that we're going to be talking about the Fast and the Furious through to the Fate of the Furious and probably Hobbs and Shaw.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So that's the 9. Neither of us have seen Fast 9 yet.
No.
But we are both, well, I am.
I can't speak
for you, but I'm assuming you're keen.
Yes. I'm making plans to see it this weekend.
Okay, excellent.
If I commit to that, because you know, y'all know me.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm a bit shit at that.
It'll either be this weekend or in 6 months' time.
Yes, but I will see it.
Yeah, at some point.
When it comes out on DVD.
You're going to actually get a DVD.
I don't own a DVD player. Who am I kidding?
So what they're talking about doing is potentially continuing to do that with Paul Walker's character, Brian O'Connor. So I don't know if that means maybe he made a sneak appearance back in number 9 and we just don't know yet because we haven't seen it.
Maybe.
By the time this drops, we'll possibly have both seen it. We'll know the answer to this very question.
Yes. It's like... Fastception.
Yeah.
We got there.
Yeah. That's the best we're going to do. So
it's
going
to be a long episode.
It's going to be a long episode. But look, on the flip side of all of this, if you're not a fan of the series, stick around.
Mm. You might be by the
end. It is our goal today to convince you to want to see these movies by the end of it, even though you'll know exactly what happens in pretty much all of them.
So stick with us.
Stick with us. So I thought what might be good to do for both yourself and for the people who are listening.
Yes, the great people.
The great people is I've put a challenge to myself to effectively recap each movie within a single sentence. Now, some of these sentences might go a little bit longer, and it could just be that I actually have a paragraph and I just haven't used any grammar.
Right.
But
so
There's no breath, no stop. But basically, I'm going to try to do it as quickly as I possibly can without sounding ridiculous, because I know there are people out there that like to listen to these podcasts at 1.5 to 2 speeds.
Just talk as fast as you can. They'll get to that part and be like, well, hang on, what?
What? So it's going to be weird for you guys, but I'll try to. So basically, all I want to do, quick recap, 9 movies, one sentence per movie, and I'm going to go now, and I'm going to start with the Fast and Furious from 2001, and that's LAPD cop Brian chases the DVD-stealing Toretto gang but falls in love with Mia, but probably more falls in love with Dom, who lives his life at a quarter mile at a time. Too Fast, Too Furious from 2003 is Brian now is basically a street rat who lives in Miami and teams up with his old pal Roman and Eva Mendez to take down a drug dealer and get a clean slate, because Dom isn't in this one. Mm. The Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift from 2006, 40-year-old Sean pretends to be a 17-year-old high school student and moves to Japan, where he meets post-Fast and Furious 6 Han and learns to drift cars in the most confusing entry to the Fast and Furious timeline. Fast and Furious from 2009, Brian is a cop again, but he's a better one because he's working for the FBI and he wants to take down a cartel boss, and also Dom finds out that the cartel henchman killed Letty and he wants revenge, and also Gal Gadot is in this one. Ooh, or Gal Gadot, depending where you come from. Fast 5 from 2011, Brian and Dom have to get a team together to pull off a bank heist in Rio to help start new lives, but Hobbs is in this one and he says, no way, Jose, but the gang says, yes way, and they steal $100 million but also topple a kingpin's empire and become besties with Hobbs. Fast and Furious 6 from 2013, Hobbs needs to get a team together this time to stop a bunch of good driving mercenaries, so he recruits Brian and Dom to help him because he was super impressed with their hijinks in the last movie, and also Letty isn't dead. But she has amnesia and Giselle dies. That's all one sentence. Fast and Furious 7 from 2015. The gang is free, but oh no, Jason Statham's here and he's pissed because his brother was the head mercenary from the previous movie. So he kills Han at the start, which is actually the end of Tokyo Drift. And we've come full circle, but also there's some stuff about a god's eye and the gang works for Mr. Nobody now. And Letty gets her memory back because the gang takes her to race wars again. And Brian and Mia leave the gang. Because that's the one that Paul Walker died in case
he
you didn't know.
He really left.
Oh, he left. Yeah. The Fate of the Furious from 2017. Charlize Theron is in this one, and she's some sort of super hacker called Cypher, who also has managed to blackmail Dom, and the gang seems pretty spent with the whole thing. Brian doesn't even come back to help, but it's okay. But it's okay because Deckard Shaw is now a good guy and Dom was only kidding the whole time. And Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw from 2019, which is basically Hobbs and Shaw team up to fight Black Superman. And that is your recap. 18 years of the Fast and Furious movies, 9 of them. Now you're up to date. Now we can get into some categories.
That was the single best thing I've ever heard on this podcast.
Well, thank you. Look, it was not easy because I had to friggin' try to figure out what the hell, what's happening in what movie.
That's really helped me because I was literally just saying to you as I walked in here today, I've got notes, but I still am lost with where I am in this franchise.
Absolutely.
And I've seen all the films many times.
Me too. Mm. I'm about halfway through a rewatch, so I didn't get to finish the whole rewatch by the time we did this. Mm. Probably would have been smarter if I had have actually managed to do it. Or, hey, I don't know, maybe push this episode back a week and given us more time to do it. But whatever.
That's how we roll.
That's how we roll. It is what it is. So we're going to do some categories.
Yes.
some fast and furious categories.
Some fast categories.
And we're going to do them fast and furious.
Yeah, okay.
So, okay.
Challenge accepted.
So I need you to be as angry as you can the whole time.
Okay.
Now the first thing we're going to do, we're going to start off with some pretty basic sort of things. And we're going to do best movie, worst movie of the entire franchise.
Okay.
So Amy, I'm going to throw this to you.
Yes.
What is the best movie of the Fast and Furious franchise?
Best movie for me, I'm going to laugh if this is your worst movie, because I did think about that when I was writing it.
Okay.
My best movie was Fast Five.
Oh,
I loved Fast Five.
That's my best.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great. Yes, points for us. This is the one where The Rock joins the gang.
He does. Hobbs. So,
Hobbs. Luke Hobbs?
Luke Hobbs.
I always get then, you know, Deckard Shaw and Luke, get him the wrong way around.
Technically, anyway. Technically Lucas.
Oh.
Lucas Hobbs.
Look at you knowing all the
that's
trivia.
That's his full name.
Yeah. Never gets called it.
never gets called it. Most of these people don't get called. Letty. I don't think Letty has a last name.
No.
I'm pretty sure. And look, I haven't done much more research than having a look at the cast list in IMDb and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But every single movie, she's just listed Letty. As Letty. So if anybody knows if Letty has a last name and knows it is, let us know. I'm not going to wiki it.
No.
I'm not going to fan wiki.
We're too good for that.
No, too good for that.
So yeah, Fast Five was mine. So this is the one where you're eloquently, your recap summarized that the Rock was like, oh no, but then he was like, oh, we're friends now.
Yeah, he's like, oh yes.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
I really like this one. I can't remember what year you said that came out. I tried to think, but I was laughing too hard.
Right.
But I think I was sort of like peak teens then.
Peak teens.
Yeah.
Well, this was 2011.
Yeah.
It was about 10 years ago.
Yeah. So I was about 20.
Yeah.
So.
Peak teens.
Peak teens. Peak teens,
about
guys.
About as peak teens as you can get.
Just moving out of my teens, shall we say. And it was all the rage because I released all of these films quite quickly.
Yeah.
In that, it's like 2006, 2009. Like
yeah, it started to get every couple of years, yeah.
And I just remember going, like, I saw this one. I've seen all of the Fast and Furious movies in the movies.
Okay, cool.
Even Hobbs and Shaw.
Even Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw it at the movies. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan, guys. But Fast Five for me is my best.
Okay.
I also love that it's your best because it's nice when things just happen like that.
It is, yeah. No way that was going to be my worst.
No way. There
are much worse. I'm a little bit upset that you would think that of me, that Fast Five would be my worst.
No, it's just that feeling when you write a list, you're like, I wonder what the other guys will think.
I love Fast Five. Mm. Everybody knows that this is the turning point for the franchise where it just gets nuts.
Yeah. Yes. So the stunts get crazier, the people get bigger.
Everybody gets fucking jacked. Yeah. Everybody, this is basically where everybody stops being just regular criminals and they're all like being hired by the fucking government to steal.
They're hardcore.
You know, yeah, sort of. So yeah, they're very hardcore from this movie on. Mm. So what's your worst movie of the franchise?
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah. I don't know. It just didn't hit. I watched this one not that long ago. Probably watched it because I watched the first one. Because I love that one.
Yeah.
But then I watched Too Fast, Too Furious and I was like, eh. But I don't know if it was because I'd watched Hobbs and Shaw not that long before that as well. Because it came out, 2019,
yeah.
Yeah. So it would have been last year, say, that I watched Too Fast, Too Furious. Maybe it was because Dom wasn't in it. I don't know. It just didn't feel like a Fast and the Furious movie.
Well, it was very out of place. Mm. And this was something that I was going to save for like a trivia section later. Ooh. But now that we've brought it up, Vin Diesel apparently turned down $25 million to be in this movie because he wasn't happy with the way that Universal wanted to make it.
Right.
He didn't think it was good enough for the franchise. He thought it was too like 80s, 90s kind of sequel-ish.
Yeah, okay.
Which, you know, when you look at the movie, yes.
It's true.
That's pretty true. Mm. So basically they had to kind of ride around it and they're like, oh, fucking Brian's got a school friend or something. And, you know.
Brian, go and get your school friend and bring him home for dinner.
Yeah. And that guy's Tyrese.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
I did like that it introduced Tyrese into the franchise.
Yeah.
Though that was a good part that came out of the film. But I just, when I was thinking back on all of them, I could remember certain pieces from most of the films when I like thought about it and then I had a look. I was like, oh yeah, I remember that happening. Nothing really stood out for me. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Well, I think that's kind of why I like Fast Five so much because it's kind of the first movie that brings the majority of the core team together.
They're all in one spot.
Yeah, so when you're talking about your, you know, your Doms, your Brians, your your Hans, your Giselles, your bloody Roman Pierces, your Tej.
Yeah, we got there.
It's like Ted, but with a sh.
Next, Giselle and Tej.
Tej. But everyone but Letty, basically. Yeah. So this is the first thing that kind of, yeah, it brings the team together.
Mm. What was your worst?
My worst is the Fast and Furious.
Oh.
Not the Fast and the Furious. Just Fast and Furious, which is number four.
Yeah, I didn't like they did that. I was very confused.
It gets very confusing because it's kind of like it becomes a – because they go like Fast and Furious and then they go to Fast 5, which is fine.
Yep.
But then they go Fast and Furious 6.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it goes Fast and Furious 7 and then they stop that and then it goes like Fate of the Furious. And all this sort of stuff. So, you know, it's all over the place. But, yeah, so my least favorite was that. And the reason I kind of say that, it's because it's kind of like, and this is one that I've watched recently as well, it's just a little bit boring.
Yeah, okay. Not much is happening.
There's not a lot going on. Mm. Aside from kind of like the whole, like, Letty subplot of like her being
amnesia.
Dead.
Oh, no, she's dead. That one.
She's dead in this
amnesia.
One. Yeah, she comes back with amnesia.
Okay, I'm on track.
Keep
now.
Up, mate.
Sorry.
Come on.
That's a lot, right?
I was kind of I was talking to Christina, my partner, about this earlier, and you know, she was kind of saying like, "Oh, like, how would you differentiate the movies? Like, aren't they all kind of the same?" I'm like, "No, there's a lot of soap opery kind of things going on, like." Bad guys turn good.
Yes.
Dead people come back from the dead to be alive again. All the time. Yep. It's happening again in Fast 9.
Yes.
There was just something about 4 that I just didn't connect with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that.
That's fair.
That's that for me. All right. So the next category that we are going to run with is most overrated character in the Fast and Furious franchise.
Yeah.
Who is your most... overrated character?
It kind of pains me to say it, but when I thought on it, I was like, nah, that's right. It's Brian.
Brian?
Brian.
Okay.
You're
going to have to... The fans are going crazy right now.
I know. They're like, yeah, grab your torch and pitchforks. They're like, killer. When I think about where the franchise went in the sense of, you know, Fast 5 was that turning point where they started doing all of these... you know, illegal type things bits and pieces, where he came from like a background of being such a goody-goody and then like trying to save the world and then just was like, nah, fam, I'm a change now, and just like got involved with...
It's because he fell in love with Dominic Toretto.
Exactly.
As we all did.
Big bald man. But I just think when I was looking at all of the characters, I was like, man, that guy's a badass. That guy does this.
Yeah.
She's so cool. She's got these skills. And I was like, and then we got Brian.
Brian.
Who's a slightly better cop in some films when he works for the FBI.
Yeah. It's like,
don't get me wrong. I love Brian.
Yeah.
But I think he is just a little bit overrated when you put him on par with everybody else in the franchise.
Sure.
There are, to have such a big part, to clarify. Like, there are definitely characters who are only in it for a short amount of time.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they don't
have
such... an impact.
It kind of has to come from the core crew,
yes.
Really.
So when I did that, you know, there also wasn't a lot of storyline except for the Fast and the Furious that revolved around him.
Yeah.
The rest kind of took a tangent of the other team members, so maybe that's why.
Yeah.
But nothing against Brian, because I fucking love me some Brian. But I think he is a little bit overrated.
Yeah, he kind of goes from, I'm like an undercover cop for the LAPD too, but I can also drive real good.
Yeah, and rob banks.
And rob banks, and I can do all these things. And but now I'm kind of also like a bad guy now. Yeah. But no, I'm not. I'm with the FBI.
But now I need to steal some money to change my life.
And also I can do parkour. And like, you know.
Parkour.
So, yeah, I get that.
Mm.
Mine's different.
Yes, well, let me know. I'm interested.
Okay, now this pains me to say, because I really like this character, and it's probably the most fun I've ever had with this actor and a character, and that is Hobbs.
Yeah.
Hobbs, who was billed as being a bounty hunter for the DSS that never misses his target, has never managed to get a man in any of the movies
he
has been in.
He's just... completely flipped on his
head. It's just every time.
Hmm.
Never misses his target, but in actual fact, never actually catches the guy that he's supposed to be catching.
In fact, enlists them to do illegal
things. And then he just does that. Yeah. It's kind of like, well, Maybe I'm not as good as I thought. I'm just going to hire these guys myself. But he's like, he gets into fist fights with Dom and effectively loses.
Yes.
He gets into fist fights with Deckard Shaw and effectively loses.
Yeah.
He basically loses every single man that he's chasing in the time that we know. I'm sure he was really good.
Before he met Dom.
He probably had a stellar resume before he met the DVD / heart stealing bandits that is Dominic Toretto. But yeah, it's just because he was billed as being this guy that, you know, never misses his target. That's why Hobbs is my most overrated, but I love the character as well. So that's going to flip us to the most underrated character of the franchise. And who would that be for you?
I love me some Han.
Han.
Yeah.
Han Solo.
Yes.
Kills me.
Like Soul, like the place.
Yeah, like the, yeah. Good times.
Great. I'm glad we all had a little chuckle at that because I thought it and I'm like, I wonder if I'm the only person who thought that.
No.
You know what you think these things and you're like, nah.
No, yeah. Can't just be me.
Yeah, I think Han's a little bit underrated. Maybe it's because his character is so quiet. Like he's always snacking.
He's always
things
snacking.
Things like that and just sort of in the background, a bit of background noise. Maybe that's why I think he's a little bit underrated in that sense.
Yeah.
But he's a fucking cool dude.
He's a cool dude. He comes out of nowhere.
Exactly.
And just
pow,
bangs Gal Gadot.
Yes. Yes. I mean, if that's not a testament to his character, what is?
So how does that
happen?
He
teaches 40-year-old Sean pretending to be 17-year-old Sean how to drift.
Yeah, exactly.
Drift King.
Drift King.
That sick scene where they're like drifting down the, is it a shopping center? I don't know what it is, that big ramp.
Oh yeah, it's like a bloody Woolies,
an unnecessary ramp. Let's just call it that.
Yeah. Like that. Even if you were driving up that thing normally, you would be.
I'd be shitting myself.
I would have crashed my car for sure.
You know the thing where you like lean really far over the steering wheel to like see the bonnet and you're easing up,
and you turn the radio right down so you can concentrate.
Everyone, shut up.
Yeah.
That's something I would love to see. Somebody who's a little bit shit in the Fast and the Furious and like can't drive and tells everyone to shut the fuck up.
Well, funny you should say that because there's a couple of people that have like been in these movies and two that are in them quite often being Michelle Rodriguez as Letty and Jordana Brewster as Mia.
Yes.
Neither of them had driver's licenses or knew how to drive prior to starring in these movies. So there you go.
I actually did read that somewhere.
Yeah, so you can achieve anything you set your mind to.
Reach for the stars.
Reach for the stars. So Han is your most underrated.
Han for me, yeah, I think so.
Okay, that's pretty good. Mine is, and I struggled with this a little bit, but mine is, it would actually have to be Mia Toretto.
That's a good one too. Yeah, I did think of her.
So she kind of, she's really just Dom's sister.
Yeah.
She just makes tuna sandwiches at the bloody, at the
great.
Shop. They do look tasty. But she doesn't really have sort of much going for her in the earlier sort of like movies. And then all of a sudden, she's going on to missions with him. She's helping bloody break Dom out of prison.
Yeah.
You know, she's an integral part of this team. She's part of the team that Dom gets together in... like the Fast Five, and it's kind of like you could kind of look at it and go, what the fuck do you have your sister here for, bro?
Yeah.
Like, what is she going to do? But she actually does, you know, contribute to the
cool
team.
Shit.
And I think because of those things, I think she's a little bit underrated. I think there's more to that character than we've ever really seen or been given the opportunity to see.
Yeah, you're right. Because I guess, you know, she starts off as Dom's sister and then she's Brian's girlfriend or Brian's wife or whatever. And then she's pregnant. Is she pregnant?
Yeah, oh, they have a baby, I think.
Yeah, we did say there were spoilers. There's a kid that comes into the world. In this whole big mess, baby comes out.
Yep.
But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And she's not a bad driver, like based on what, you know, the scenes that she's in, you know, her character.
Yeah, her character, yeah.
But, you know, she is pretty integral in that save Dom scene.
Oh, absolutely. Hmm. So there's, and there's like a, there's a scene in, well, I think it might be the scene in Fast Five.
Mm-hmm.
She's also doing like a whole bunch of stuff. When they're robbing the train, like at the start or whatever.
Yeah.
Like she's driving like a maniac.
She is. So, in and out, like weaving under, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
So there's heaps of stuff that you just, from the first couple of entries being 1 and 4 that she's in, that you just wouldn't kind of believe that she's capable of these things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she comes in and then all of a sudden again, it's kind of like, oh, well, she's a mum now.
Yeah.
You know what
she
I mean?
She can't drive cool
she
cars.
She can't drive cool cars. Put her in a fucking van. so
with the NOS in the van.
So anyway, Mia Toretto.
That's a good one. I like that one.
All right. What about we're gonna go best. It's kind of like a best and worst stunt.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like it's like the coolest stunt that you can remember. And on the flip side of that, it's going to be a scene that kind of made you go fuck off.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them.
I was just about to say when I was writing my fuck off list, I was like, wow, there's a lot of things in here that I could write.
Yeah. Watch you kind of don't stop once you get started.
Mm.
So what's your best stunt, I guess?
Yeah, I guess for me, it was hard to just pick one because I guess my mind goes straight to the worst stunts to be like that, the shock value scenes that I was like, man, that would never fucking work, but do it again.
Yeah.
Like those kind of scenes. But, I think the safe scene in, what is that?
That's Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Yeah.
We know they're just the two of you. It's Dom and Brian towing the safe between them. They're just fucking destroying everything, coming around the corners with this, like, I don't even know how much this safe weighs. I should have looked that up. But just destroying all of this shit. And it's just like this sequence that just flows.
Yeah.
Like driving through the middle of whatever, downtown Los Angeles. I don't know where they are. I just assume everyone's
in downtown
Rio. LA. Whatever. I'm glad you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I haven't watched this film in a long time.
Fine. That's fine. It does get confusing. And to be fair, I think they were actually in Costa Rica pretending to be in Rio.
This movie magic. Yeah, this movie gets magic. Me.
So, you know, it could just as easily be LA.
Mm. So that was for me.
Okay. Mm. I 100% agree with that. I think that's one of the coolest sequences in the whole thing, even though it's like, yes, I get it. Like, as far as physics are concerned, that's probably not something that's going to work. So I would have that right up there. The only other thing I would say that I appreciate probably more than anything, and that's any time there's legitimate stunt driving.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm talking about even going back to the first movie where they're just driving the cars underneath the trucks, you know what I mean, to get to the other side and stuff like that. Yeah. So things like that where it's, you know that this is completely practical and they're doing absolutely everything, you know, like as real as they can and probably touching a couple of things up in post-production and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, anytime there's some real sick stunt driving, I think that's cool. A lot of the drifting in,
Tokyo Drift
and stuff like that as well, I really appreciate. Mm-hmm. So I don't, I guess if I'm going to say favorite, like over the top stunt, it's probably the safe drag as well.
Mm-hmm.
But just for me, I think it's mostly that kind of really cool stunt driving.
Yeah.
The first time I saw someone drive a car under a truck to get to the other side, I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing that.
Yeah. Hold my poodle.
Yeah. But I had like a fucking Ford Falcon
sort of thing at the time. Kia Rio wagon. I was like, yeah, man, sign me up.
Yeah. So it was never going to happen. The truck would have to be so huge.
Just a bridge.
Yeah,
under a bridge.
Which I have done. So dreams can come true.
Oh, we'll see you on the IMDb cast list coming through.
Absolutely. So on the flip side of that then, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll tell you, before we get to the flip side of that, we're going to take a quick break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back. All right, Amy. the shittest stunt scene. Or the scene in the movie that kind of made you say, fuck off. Well, get out of here.
Yeah. So I had three that were really high contenders for me.
Yeah, okay.
And then when I broke it down, it's got to be for me. And I love this movie, so this film in the franchise, which is, it's in Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
And it is The Rock pulling down a Black Hawk chopper on the back of a ute.
Yeah.
That's just never. I'm sorry. That was just an excuse for The Rock to get his shirt off and show his guns. Oh, I'm not complaining.
No, but no one is. But he was holding on to the back of a flatbed truck and then holding on to a chain which was connected to a helicopter.
He's not Steve Rogers. It's not happening.
But he may as well be.
Exactly. That's what that scene tried to portray. So when I got down to the bottom of it, I was like, yeah, that's got to be my number one.
Okay, so that's your number one.
It's my number one.
Okay. That was an honorable mention for me.
Okay.
Now, I guess we kind of have to say that this is, we understand fully that this is a franchise that is full of, oh, fuck off moments, right? But even for those of us that can look past that and kind of go, fucking, I don't care.
Yes.
These movies are great. There are still some scenes that sort of pop up and kind of make you go, oh, fuck off.
I don't know about like that. You, like, the exact reaction I had is, so my husband, he doesn't hate the movies, but he's one of those people who's like, none of it's real, blah, blah, yeah. blah. I'm like, of course not, idiot.
Yeah.
But like, he's one of those people who whenever he sees the trailer, he's like, oh, another, he's always saying, oh, sure. fuck off, right? So when I sit in a movie and I've defended the films the whole time and then I see a scene like this, it's when my head goes, oh, is he right? But he's not, because these are great films.
He's absolutely not right. Mm-hmm. And I would like to take this opportunity to say, fuck you, Reese.
Yeah, fuck you.
You don't know shit.
Yeah. Take However, me to see Fast and the Furious. He's like to me, we're not seeing that movie. I'm like, we are.
Well, mate, take me as well.
Yeah, we'll all go. It'll be a family affair.
Right. So basically, I had a couple that, because look, there's, you know, the Fast and Furious 7 skyscraper jump.
Yeah.
You know, ridiculous, but hey.
Cool.
But it's cool. It is what it is. Too Fast, Too Furious, Brian jumps the car onto the boat.
Oh, yeah.
As they're trying to get away with ridiculous. Eva Mendes. That's absolutely ridiculous. There is the Fast and Furious 6, the world's longest runway scene.
Oh, yes.
That was right up there. That was almost my one. I was going to say, like, that's it because, like, come on now. But this is a movie that posits that a 10-second quarter-mile race in the Fast and Furious 1 can take up 2 minutes of screen time.
Yeah.
So
it's almost like the entire like Lord of the Rings movie or something.
Exactly.
On a runway.
Yeah, pretty much. So they can figure out how to make like that scene work. So that's mm-hmm. fine. But what it comes down to me is in Fate of the Furious,
mm-hmm.
so there's the scene where they're on the snow and they're all being chased and they've all got
I'll
the cars.
I'll just take
and,
my list away right now.
Yeah, yep. So this entire scene I would like to bring before you as my offering of the whole, oh, fuck off. Because we've got pretty, like, there's a lot of things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things. There's Dom bloody ramps like a shifting ice plate.
Oh, and lands, ridiculous.
There's like Hobbs basically hangs out the side of a car and like kicks a torpedo.
Oh, yeah.
He pushes it or something.
No big deal.
Yeah. And changes the trajectory of it and it hits something else. There's a scene though that, so Roman Pierce, so Tyrese's character, right? Mm-hmm. He's driving a Lamborghini and Ludacris is there. And the whole thing starts to sink, right? Mm. Someone's fired a torpedo maybe and he's going into the drink effectively.
Yeah.
And Ludacris fires a harpoon into the side of his car.
That's right.
And he's like trying to pull him back, can't pull him back. Car goes into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And so now it's submerged and Ludacris is on top. And it's still dragging it along and the car's filling up. And Ludacris is on the radio saying, Roman, just grab onto your door. Grab onto your door.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, the door just flies out of the water into the air.
By the torpedo.
And Roman is hanging onto this door and uses it as a sled. And just everybody lands safely and stuff like that. Fuck off. Like, honestly.
You'd be dead.
You'd be dead. Not only would you be dead from the impact,
mm-hmm.
There's no way that you could hold onto the door that he's holding on, like how he's holding onto it, without it either being open, which you can't do because it's submerged,
mm-hmm.
or it having been ripped off and you happen to grab it at the right time and stuff like that.
And your hands are all mangled.
And your hands are all mangled. Or they're probably like ripped your fingers off or the skin. I don't know. And all of it is just absolute nonsense. That whole scene, but that was the part that made me go, man, fuck off.
That is a very good one. I had that sequence written down on my list, followed closely by the oil tanker scene with Dom and Letty.
Oh, yes.
Where it's just rolling and rolling. Yep. You know that suspense where you're like, oh, for fuck's sake, come on now. enough.
Yeah.
That was one. But the ice scene where
it's a submarine.
Nuclear submarine.
A nuclear submarine, yeah.
Just to clarify.
don't get it.
Don't get it wrong. Not a normal submarine.
It's not some normal submarine.
Nuclear.
Yeah.
That whole sequence was just dumb.
Yes.
Like, it didn't even make sense how they got to be at that point. Like, what writer was like, aha, I've got a brilliant idea.
Hey. You think we have gone far? Some people say we're going too far. I say we haven't gone far enough.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to the Antarctic. We're going to put a bloody nuclear submarine there, and I need to specify that it's nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
And shit's just going to pop off.
Just don't ask any questions.
Don't ask any questions. Just get along.
Hold the door.
Just hold the door. So anyway, yeah, that whole thing.
Great summary of all fuck off moments there.
Absolutely.
They were wonderful.
Okay, so best fight scene.
Best fight scene. I've written here literally any fight scene with Hobbs and Shaw in it.
Okay.
I love all
Hobbs and Shaw fighting together, or just them fighting people in general?
Them fighting each other was probably the best one. You know, their first encounter where I can't even remember under what circumstances they meet.
I think Shaw's breaking into the DSS thing or whatever, like where
there's all the glass windows.
Shaw works and he's like hacking into his computer or whatever.
That's right. Yeah. And then, you know, the battle is on. And that's where the beef kind of starts from there.
Yeah.
That whole scene.
The beef. There's a lot of beef.
There's a lot of beef in the Hobbs and Shaw front, like the spin-off. Just a lot of beef.
And
one lady. But any fight scene where they're fighting together or fighting Idris Elba.
Yeah.
I think. That especially that, you know, the black Superman on the back of the car where Shaw's sister is driving.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
they're just getting their asses kicked, essentially. Yeah. That's a great fight scene too for me.
Yeah, that's good. I did have that down as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that down as like a top three.
Yeah,
basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I managed to narrow it down to three. So the final two that I'm going to choose between, mm-hmm. just on air right now, live. My God,
it's all happening.
The suspense is killing me. So there's a fight scene in I think it is Fast 6,
mm-hmm.
between Letty and Riley, which
yes.
is Gina Carano's character.
That's in the hotel.
That's Ronda Rousey in 7.
Sorry.
Yeah,
what
keep
a
up,
pleb.
Mate. Keep up with your women's MMA, former women's MMA fighters. So Letty versus Riley, which is in the subway in London, I believe.
Mm, yes.
And the reason why I picked this is because it's pretty good fight scene between those two as well. But you also get a side fight scene with Joe Taslim, who is Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
So you get Joe Taslim taking on Han and Roman,
mm-hmm.
and neither of those two can really fight.
They're both shit.
And they're just getting their asses kicked, and it's pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
So you've kind of got these two kick-ass females who are like beating the shit out of each other on one side, mm-hmm. and then you've got Roman and Han effectively trying to hold themselves back from having to be the guy that goes in to fight this other guy. So I really enjoyed that whole thing, but it's probably going to come down to this pick, which is the very first fight between Hobbs and Dom in Fast 5 in the warehouse, because it's just
brutal.
Fucking, you were talking about beef before.
That's a lot of beef.
That's a
big
lot of
bald
beef.
Men fighting it out.
Two big bald men just punching on, smashing each other through walls.
Yeah, there is a scene. I don't know which one it is where he just essentially runs him through the wall.
Yeah,
right?
Runs him through a wall and then like runs him out of a window and lands on top of him and stuff. The only thing I don't like is that Dom ends up on top.
Yeah,
like he sort of like effectively wins the fight.
Which
and it was well, whether it does like whether it would or wouldn't, I don't know. Because we don't know how good Dom is. Apparently, he's got a secret brother who's like...
Black belt.
He's a black belt.
Where did this brother come... Anyway, look, that's a whole other world. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that when that movie comes out.
Yeah.
So, but this, it's kind of like they were doing so good because nobody had the advantage.
Yeah.
And I wish they had found a way to leave it at that so it was kind of like dead even.
Yeah.
But they had to get it where Dom, you know, finally got on top and finally, you know, sort of beat him effectively.
Mm. Vin Diesel would have not been in the that movie
exactly.
otherwise.
Exactly. He probably had it in his contract.
I must win all fight scenes.
I am the only fucking big bald guy that wins fights.
And they were like, whatever you say.
Yeah. Sure thing, guy. Mm. So yeah, I would say Hobbs versus
that Dom. Is a great one, actually.
Okay, we're gonna move on to a spin-off.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the thing that has been coming up a lot, and I asked this. I asked a question, or I wanted to get a question, I guess, for the listener question of the week this week in the listening community on mm-hmm. Facebook, and a lot of the questions that were coming out is, you know, what kind of spin-off franchise would you like to see like the Fast and Furious branch off into?
Yeah.
Because there's talk that, you know, there's going to be a Jurassic Park spin-off. There's, you know, all this sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wild shit.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy shit. So I guess the question would be, what is a spin-off that you would want to see happen?
So when you, I was a little bit confused then by the question. Do you mean by a spin-off by characters within Fast and the Furious, or?
I'll tell you what, we're going to do this on the fly.
Okay.
Whatever your answer is.
Okay. Well, my answer was that. Okay. So you know how we had Hobbs and Shaw?
Yes.
I was like, what other spin-offs would I like to see? And for me, that was Tyrese and Ludacris's characters.
Oh my God, yeah.
Doing so, because it would be fucking hilarious, number one. There would be a lot of action, but also just like a lot of, I feel like a lot of, I don't want to say the word pimp, but you know how Roman is very lady. Sorry, everybody. Roman is really like lady orientated. I feel like they'd be at casinos and like.
Oh yeah, and like they're always like, you know, when I think it's what is.
I don't know what Ludacris' character's name is.
No, Ludacris is Tej.
Tej, that's right. We fucking went over this, yeah. Amy. Where have you been?
We've already spoken about this, Amy. Come on. Ludacris is Tej.
Tej.
But there is there's the character that comes in called Ramsay, which is the female hacker, the chick from Game of Thrones, whose name I don't know.
Yes.
Off the top of my head.
I can see her in my head.
Yeah, but she comes in and then immediately like Ludacris and Tyrese are like, you know,
kind of going out.
Yeah, bro-ing out. Yeah. You know, trying to see which one's gonna get her and all this sort of stuff. So yes. I think that'd be great. And I actually we're very much in sync here because I was thinking the same sort of thing.
Great.
For that. I kind of also went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to see the Fast and Furious movies enter into the John Wick universe just purely because we can ramp up the action.
Yeah.
Okay. Can get a little bit more violent. Like, it's pretty, like, people get shot and stuff, and there's heaps of, like, shooting and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as overtly violent as, like, John Wick is.
Yeah.
John Wick's a car movie, too. You can't tell me that John Wick 2 is not a car movie. It's literally just about that fucking car.
I agree. The first one's a dog movie. Yeah. The second one's a car movie.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know exactly how it would all work, but somehow put those characters into the John Wick universe, or on the flip side of that, bring John Wick out of that universe. But I think it's better if they go in.
Yeah.
And we've got this kind of this darker, grittier, heavy violent action take on the Fast and Furious.
That would be
but also
sick.
John Wick is in it.
Yeah. John Wick in any movie, that movie's 1,000% better.
Oh, absolutely.
So put him in every movie.
Yeah, so
just Keanu Reeves everywhere.
It literally could just be Keanu Reeves. Like, you could just cameo Keanu Reeves and that'd be fine.
Yes.
But I say go with John Wick.
It's a brilliant pick.
All right. All right. We're gonna get into there's two things left that I kind of want to cover off, and one of them is just a little bit of trivia.
Okay,
so we're gonna do some tasty Toretto trivia.
You've named the segment. I love it. Tasty Toretto.
Tasty Toretto trivia.
The triple T.
Now, not all of it is about Dominic Toretto, so it doesn't really work. But if it did, now a lot of these are around sort of casting, right? So the first one I want to go on, Brian O'Connor, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking Paul Walker.
Yep.
Who else could you possibly see in that role?
Chris Hemsworth,
sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, we could all see Chris Hemsworth in every role.
Absolutely.
But what if I said to you Mark Wahlberg?
Ooh, that'd be an interesting spin.
Interesting.
I like that.
The only thing I have against Mark Wahlberg is he's too beefy.
He is beefy. Yeah.
You know, so it's adding more beef
to the into already, beef already fest.
Fucking full of beef sandwich.
A barbecue.
It's a barbecue. So I think Mark Wahlberg's a little bit too beefy.
Mm.
Another name that pops up is a Christian Bale.
Ooh.
These are all people that were considered for the role of Brian O'Connor Paul Walker got it.
Christian Bale. I don't know. That doesn't compute in my head, but I think I'm thinking current day Christian
Bale. Yeah, this is 2001 Christian Bale. So we're talking five-ish years before Batman Begins.
Yeah.
So
it would work.
It could work. I think he's a little bit too, like
crisp.
Too crisp.
That was the word I thought. Crisp.
Pretty.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Too clean.
He hasn't got that edge to allow him to be a CIA agent and an FBI agent and then a criminal.
Yeah, exactly. I don't buy it. And the third option, which is hilariously terrible, Eminem.
What? No.
Well, he finally got furious.
He made one movie and it was shit. He was never allowed to do any more.
I would not say that 8 Mile was shit.
No, it wasn't. wasn't. But like Eminem, just to clarify. Okay. I think he's amazing. But I don't think he would suit.
This is 2001 Eminem. So this is like full on Slim Shady.
Blonde bleached hair.
Yeah. And I understand that he didn't do that for like 8 Mile and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, I just can't see it.
No. Does not compute.
I could see him, I guess, as a...
He could be a character.
Look, to be fair, I could see him as someone in the background selling meth at race wars.
Yeah,
that's about it.
In the back of like Tokyo, like one of the drift comps, just like calling in all of the shots. That'd be him.
Also, don't know about the name Race Wars while we're at it.
Yeah. I think it takes. Yeah. It's a bit on the nose.
A bit on the nose now. Mm. Maybe I'm sure it was then.
Maybe they need to rethink that.
Anyway, well, they won't go back to Race Wars again.
And will they?
Unless Letty or someone else on the team gets amnesia and you've got to remind them what's
at stake.
Maybe
that's what's wrong with Dom's brother. He's got amnesia and they'll be like, back to Race Wars.
We're taking you to Race Wars, kid.
We've done this before.
Like, I remember.
Daddy.
Mia, Jordana Brewster.
Yes.
Mia Toretto, the tuna sandwich making mum. That drives a Turago. Now, she, she's been in pretty much most of the movies. Yeah. I think she hasn't been in two.
Yep.
Maybe.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
What if I said to you, hey, Natalie Portman. This is 2001 Natalie Portman. So this is very much in the midst of all the shitty Star Wars prequels. Films. So this is the time in her life where she couldn't act.
Yeah. She's so come a long way.
She could before.
Yeah.
She could after.
But just not in
just
that
not in this middle
bracket
period.
Of what? 5 years.
Yeah. So these are all actresses that auditioned. Now, not considered. These people have actually auditioned and all lost out in the end to Jordana Brewster.
I mean, when you look at Jordana Brewster and Vin Diesel next to each other as a brother and sister duo, you can kind of see it.
Yeah.
Natalie Portman would not fit at all.
And neither would the next two being Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, what?
And Kirsten Dunst.
No.
Right. What about this though? Mm. Jessica Biel.
Oh, Jessica Biel would have worked.
She would have worked.
Yes.
But Jordana Brewster's better, apparently.
Well.
She was in The Faculty or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know who she was at all. I don't know that she's been in much else except Fast and the Furious franchise.
Would you?
No, probably like, not. You know, I don't see anything.
You've had a steady job for like 20 years. All right. One more bit of casting.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go to a couple of quick things. The Rock.
Yes.
The role of Hobbs.
Ooh.
Was actually supposed to be Tommy Lee Jones.
What?
Yeah. But it wasn't until like Vin Diesel read a fan suggestion to get The Rock in there and he said, fuck it, let's do it.
Let's get The Rock.
Right. Now, I want to posit something to you.
Mm.
Think of these movies exactly how they are, even Hobbs and Shaw.
Yep.
Now think of Hobbs as Tommy Lee Jones.
You have a lot more broken bones.
You have a lot more broken bones. But imagine we get Tommy Lee Jones in Hobbs and Shaw,
mm-hmm.
and we get Tommy Lee Jones wanting to go to his homeland of Samoa, and we get we get a greased up Tommy Lee Jones with no shirt on. And a sarong.
No.
No?
The answer's no.
Not buying it?
It's a no from me.
Okay. Well, luckily it was a no from Vin Diesel as well.
That's an excellent decision on his part.
Look, I get, you know, with the movie, I think it was The Fugitive.
Yep.
Right? Where he was basically the marshal, the US marshal that was out to get fucking old mate.
Yeah, that was a cool film actually.
Cool film.
Yeah.
And it's the same sort of thing. Like he's that kind of bounty hunter chasing like a thing. Like it works. And we're talking about, you know, early 2010s.
Yeah.
So, you know, he only would have been 78 or something. So it's not too bad.
Still a spring chicken.
All right. So we already spoke about Vin Diesel turning out $25 million. Yeah. Crazily to be in Too Fast, Too Furious. But he agreed to do the cameo in Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
If he could get the rights to the Chronicles of Riddick.
Ah.
That's the only reason why
he
did it.
He swung a deal.
He swung a deal.
Right.
So that turned out real well.
Yeah. Those movies went nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. But he came back.
Yeah.
Now, the only other... there's two things. I have to say this. Tokyo Drift, chronologically, the sixth movie in the series. Don't get confused, everyone. It is the sixth movie. If you watch it in order, you're going to go, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
So watch 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
7, 8, Hobbs and Shaw. 9.
We got there.
Figure that out.
It's a debate with people, right? Though, what order to watch things in. I agree with the order you've just specified. Yeah, there. That's how you should watch it.
Chronologically, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, the only other thing I want to talk about is Vin Diesel has actually always been about 10 years older than his character is supposed to be, because in the movie The Fast and the Furious, his character, Dominic Toretto, was only supposed to be 24 years old.
Wow.
And Vin Diesel was already 100.
And he's now 101.
He's now 101. He was 34 at the time, and they just ran with it.
He looks good for his age.
He does look good for his age. Like, Vin Diesel is a 52-ish year old man.
Yep.
But he's playing a 42-year-old, technically.
Yeah, wow. If the shoe fits.
However, if you look on the flip side, The Rock is like 48.
Yeah.
And probably looks a bit better.
He's, looking better off, that's for sure.
I will never forget Fast... I'm going to say it's Fast 5,
mm-hmm.
where it's one of the only movies I've ever seen where a character slash actor has gone from like fat to muscular during the course of the film.
It just gets more insane. Skin out.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a thing that happened. So that's pretty much it for trivia. Only just a couple of things.
I love trivia.
You'll notice that we're not talking pretty much anything about cars.
No.
I'm not a gearhead.
Neither.
Are you a gearhead?
No. I didn't. So fun fact, before I started dating my husband, I couldn't tell you the difference between any car on the road. There was a red car and a white car.
Fair
right?
enough.
No idea. He then made me play game because he is a little bit into cars and things like that. Motorbikes, all that kind of stuff. Knows his shit. He then made me play games whenever we would go anywhere where I'd have to name the vehicles by, well, that's a Toyota, well, that's a whatever, until it got to a point where I could look at a car and be like, well, that's a Toyota Hilux.
Ooh.
And now I see what he's done.
Yeah. He's conditioned you to only know Toyota vehicles by the sounds of things.
And now what do we own?
A Toyota.
A Toyota.
Wow. So he did it.
I went off on a tangent there, but there you go. I'm not a rep.
That's all you had to say, pal.
Yeah, and I'm done.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. All right. So the last thing we're going to do is we're going to do a thing, Amy, called taglines.
I love it.
Now, that is a name that I may or may not have stolen from the countdown. I'm not sure what they call their segment when they do it, which is rare, so it doesn't matter.
we're just going to do it anyway.
But I'm calling it taglines, and it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is I have the taglines for all 9 Fast and Furious / Hobbs and Shaw movies.
Excellent.
Okay. So we're not going to go through and do all 9.
Mm-hmm.
But effectively what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you the tagline and I want you to try to guess what movie it's from.
Oh my
and
God.
We're going to start off super easy.
Oh, you would think so. Okay. Watch me get it wrong.
All right. We'll start off super easy. The tagline for this movie is live life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh my fucking God. Is this out of the first one?
Yes.
Okay, good. I can't remember. I feel like it's just a world and it just has all blurred together.
But that's where the whole speech comes from. The whole I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
But I'm sure he says it another place. Did you just tick that I got that right?
Yes.
Or 1 point.
1 point.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll go a little bit harder.
That was hard.
I just need you to think about what I'm saying.
Okay.
Okay. Speed needs no translation.
Is that Tokyo Drift?
That is Tokyo Drift.
Nailed it.
You get another tick.
Excellent. 2 for 2. And right. Watch me go downhill.
Yeah, well, look, it doesn't get any easier. All right. How fast do you want it?
Too fast.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Too fast, too furious.
Very good.
I remember that. That was a shitty line.
Okay. Look, this is a hard one.
Okay.
Vengeance hits home. Now, think about that. Vengeance. Who's out for vengeance?
Fate of the Furious?
No.
Damn it. Vengeance. Decker Shaw is out for vengeance.
He is. And he's in...
The 6th one?
The 7th one. Congratulations.
Nailed it.
All right. Well, okay. What about this? This is another easy one.
Okay.
Saving the world is easy, but working together is going to be a pain in the ass.
Fast 5. No?
No.
Damn it.
Come on.
Working together. Oh, this is Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw.
You idiot.
Okay, one more. We'll do one more.
Okay.
All right. Family.
Oh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Fate.
Fate
of the Furious. I remember that.
Very good.
What was the rest of it?
Will be broken, but it's will be broken. But still.
They said family about 1,000 times in the trailer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, just for everyone out there that's asking, what about the rest? Well, the Fate of the Furious is new model, original parts. You've got Fast Five, which is Feel the Speed, Feel the Rush.
Oh, they like the word speed.
They do. Fast and Furious 6 is All Roads Lead to This, but then it continues.
Then we got so, more. Yeah.
But then we got more. And that's it. We did the rest. So cool. There you go. That's all
I
the tag
I didn't do as
lines.
Bad as I thought.
You didn't. You absolutely did not.
I thought I was going to do real bad. I was very nervous.
So, Amy, we have been speaking about the Fast and Furious movies for about 50-odd minutes
cool.
now.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Time flies. Does It does. Now, the only thing we've got left to do is the listener question of the week, mm-hmm. which is specifically Fast and the Furious related.
Okay.
I asked for that specifically, and it comes from Chris Sutherland. Mm-hmm. Okay, and this came from the Comic Confidential listener community, which you can find on Facebook. Now, he has asked, what genre do you think would enhance the Fast and Furious films at this stage? So he says, I wouldn't mind seeing a zombie outbreak happen in it.
Ooh.
So what genre do you think would enhance the Fast and the Furious at this stage? There's a lot of talk about them going to space.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That would be just neck level, right?
That would be neck level.
I would like to see them... Let's go underwater more.
Underwater?
Underwater. Why not? I think the zombie one would be... I would love to steal that and say that would be great. Or even like put it in tune with the times and make it like a pandemic.
Sure, yeah.
Outbreak type event.
Yep.
Don't know how that would unfold. But all failing that, let's go underwater. We've seen some submarines. The scene was shit with the nuclear submarine.
Yeah, sure.
Let's trial that again and we'll go underwater.
What are they...
Atlantis.
What are they...
They're finding Atlantis. They're finding Atlantis. He laughed so hard he bashed his head.
I just hit my microphone.
They're going to find Atlantis.
Fast and Furious are going to Atlantis. Mm. Cool.
Yep.
Okay.
It is cool.
Excellent.
I think people will think it is.
Yeah, absolutely. but that's purely because they like you as a person.
Great.
Not because.
Can you tell I didn't prepare for that question at all? I just was like, what the fuck am I going to say?
Mine would be think about this, right? A Fast and the Furious, but a Mad Max Fury Road.
Ooh.
Mad Max Fast and the Furious.
Mad Max
sort of
Fast
thing.
And the Furious.
Or Mad Max Furious Road, perhaps.
Ooh.
I don't know how we're going to do it. But either way, basically it's just a post-apocalyptic kind of thing.
Yep.
And they've just got these jacked up cars.
Yeah. Charlize Theron can be in it again.
Charlize Theron's in it, but she's Cypher this time instead of Furiosa.
Yeah.
She's still got a fucking shit haircut.
Yeah, yeah she does. So, she never got a good haircut, that woman.
Did she have dreads? I'm sure she had dreads in.
I think half of it was shaved.
Half shaved head, half dreads.
Yeah.
And
thick eyeliner.
I think in 9 she's also got a shit haircut.
Probably.
It's probably slightly more stylish
and
less racially insensitive.
Yes. They learned their lesson.
Less like she, you know, took a trip to the Bahamas to try to find herself again and
came back
with some braids.
Yep.
So anyway, post-apocalyptic wastelandy type of thing, yeah. And they're just fucking trying to find some fuel or something.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. And the tagline can be the fight for fuel.
Yeah.
Or along those lines.
What did they like? Speed or something.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. The speed.
Need for speed.
The need for speed. I like it. Never before been heard.
Nah, I'm real good at taglines. Don't let me write anymore.
Amy, mate. Is there anything else you want to say about the Fast and Furious before we wrap up?
No, I'm super keen to see number 9. Well, number 10, but number 9.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I am also keen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no denying that. I just want to say that, hey, just give it a chance, guys.
Yeah.
If you haven't given it a chance yet, just look, it's silly.
Yeah.
We get it. It's popcorn fun. But if you can sit down and watch a bloody superhero movie and not have a problem with it, you're basically doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to suspend your disbelief and get out there and just give bloody Dominic Toretto a chance
to get
into your heart and he'll do it.
Get in on this barbecue that we're talking about.
This full beef. No salads in this barbecue.
None at all. We don't make friends with salad. But go on with an open mind. Also, an interesting thing that I will raise, the last point. This will be the first time I go to the movies since the COVID-19
outbreak. Wow.
I haven't been to the movies since any of that.
So
I am saving that.
Yeah, that's a...
Fast and Furious.
That's a great way to come back.
I think so. Proper popcorn. I'm going to go all out.
Excellent. Double butter.
Biggest
size.
My stomach will hate me for it.
Ah, well, what are you going to do?
Worth it.
Mate, that is going to do it then for today. We will be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, if you like what you've heard, you can do one of three things. Let's hit the subscribe button, leave us a review, or you can just tell a friend about us. If you want to get in contact with us or join in on the conversation, the links to all our socials are in the show notes, which you can find when you look up the episode on bloody iTunes or wherever you get it from. And finally, we are also part of the CC Radio Network alongside other great shows like The Countdown with Paul and Wayne, where I stole taglines from, maybe. I don't know.
We don't fact check that stuff.
I'm going to say no, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Anyway.
And Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Podcast. I keep trying to say radio podcast, but it's just a podcast.
Why did you do that to us?
I don't know. Don't change things, bud.
We don't like change.
Just leave it. And anyway, if you want to check out any of those, you just head to ccradio.com.au to check out all the episodes that are available there for those shows. And that is it. Thank you for listening. As always, I'm Troy.
I'm Amy.
And this has been Comic Confidential Presents The Fast and the Furious.
Insert tagline here.
What are you smiling about?
Dude, I almost had you.